Hello, and welcome to the seventh episode of the Inner Peace series, a series of programs aimed at exploring a meditation technique called Sahaja Yoga and guiding you through its practical steps. If you remember, in the third and fourth episodes, we've talked a little about the left, right, and the central energy channels. Today, we're going to tell you more about the left energy channel, or the Ida Nadi, the part of our being which deals with our emotions and our desires. You must have noticed that in most episodes, before delving into the subject, we try to get into a meditative state. The reason for this was explained in episode 4, because when we're in meditation, we can feel the manifestation of our subtle being on our hands. And by regular practice, we gain more confidence in what we feel. It is helpful to have a little meditation corner in your house, somewhere peaceful, where you know you're not going to be disturbed, and you can go to it and meditate every day. If you want, you can keep a candle, incense, and a photo of Srimataji in your meditation corner. So now let's sit down, relaxed and comfortable. Put your hands on your lap and close your eyes. Let the thoughts come and go for a minute and just watch them without any effort. Put both of your hands on the ground and ask in your heart, Mother Kundalini, please rise within me. Please rise within me and put me into meditation. As done previously, raise the energy of the Kundalini with your right hand along the spine to the top of your head. Do it a few times, and each time, touch the top of your head with the palm of your hand. We can ask, Mother Kundalini, please give me thoughtless awareness. Please keep my attention on top of my head. Place both of your hands on your lap and sit in meditation for a few minutes. The Ida Nadi is manifested on our left palm and is related to the left sympathetic nervous system. The left channel starts from the first chakra and ends up in the right hemisphere of the brain where the sixth chakra is. It is where all of our past memories and conditionings are stored. It is where our emotions and desires come from. Source of joy, inspiration, and spontaneity. is the vague, indescribable beauty of art. To a balanced person, the left channel is the source of all the inspiration and desire which fuels their actions. But a damaged left channel is like the river Styx of the Greeks, full of hate, regrets, and unfulfilled desires. Fears and emotional traumas of some and stone-heartedness of others are signs of overactivity or underactivity of this channel. During meditation, these imbalances manifest as tingling, numbness, heaviness, or heat on the left hand. If you are feeling too emotional, too attached, or simply sad or demotivated, you can try putting your right hand on the ground and left hand on the lap while in meditation. This gesture balances the overactive left side. We can try this now. Keep your left hand on the lap and put your right hand on the ground. And keep your attention on the top of your head. If you want, you can simply ask, "Mother, please clear my left channel." Now put your right hand back on your lap and open your eyes if you want. Do you remember that in the last episode, we asked you to check the top of your head and see if you could feel a cool or warm breeze? Some of you might have felt cool on one hand and warm on the other. The reason for this is imbalance in either the left or the right channel. So if you had felt warm on your left hand, you might feel cool this time. Try and see. In the next episode, we will explore how stress and mental tensions are caused by imbalances of the second chakra and the right energy channel. And you'll see how these problems can easily be resolved through simple meditation.